This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. A US federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's order to end automatic citizenship for babies born on American soil. The judge in Seattle said the order was blatantly unconstitutional and blocked the administration from implementing it for 2 weeks. Mr. Trump was asked for his reaction during a White House news conference.
Mr. President, a US judge temporarily blocks the birthright citizenship order. Do you have any reaction?
No, obviously we'll appeal it. They put it before a certain judge in Seattle, I guess, right? And there's no surprises with that judge.
Donald Trump has signed an executive order declassifying files on the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, his brother Bobby, and the civil rights leader Martin Luther King. Uncertainty still surrounds the shooting of President Kennedy in Dallas in 1963, with suggestions of Cuban involvement. Donald Trump has told the World Economic Forum in Davos that foreign businesses should make their products in the United States if they want to avoid facing tariffs. Speaking by video link, Mr. Trump promised to give them the lowest taxes of any nation, but warned they would pay if they didn't. Our economics editor, Faisal Islam, watched Mr. Trump's speech.
After a week in which there was some relief that the new president shied away from immediate day one trade action, he chose to make this mildly menacing pitch to the globe's executives. It appeared to be a clear indication of a plan to apply a significant universal tariff on all imports, which would vary depending on the country, raising the risk of a global trade war. To gasps in the hall, Trump again said Canada could become a state of the US as a way of eradicating the US trade deficit with Canada. He also called on the Saudis to bring down the global oil price to help curb inflation and help end the war in Ukraine.
The Sackler family and their pharmaceutical company Purdue have reached a $7.4 billion settlement to resolve thousands of lawsuits about its role in the opioid crisis, which has blighted the lives of millions of Americans. The New York Attorney General's office said the Sackler family fueled the opioid epidemic by manufacturing the highly addictive drug OxyContin. Neda Taufik reports.
This latest settlement comes nearly 7 months after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked the company's previous deal and bankruptcy plan with states and thousands of victims of the public health crisis because it gave its wealthy owners immunity from civil claims. Under these new terms, individuals who do not wish to join this settlement can still go after the Sacklers. The family has denied wrongdoing but has expressed regret over OxyContin's role in the opioid crisis. Purdue said it was extremely pleased that a new agreement had been reached.
World News from the BBC. The US has reaffirmed its commitment to membership of the NATO military alliance. The State Department says the new Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, spoke to NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte about the importance of ending Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Trump has long called for other NATO members to increase their contributions, leading to fears that the alliance will be weakened now he has returned to the White House. Firefighters are continuing to battle three new wildfires that erupted in and around Los Angeles over the past day, fanned by strong winds. Officials say containment efforts appear to be working, largely thanks to the extra firefighting resources that have been brought into the region since the first fires broke out at the start of the month. Frederick Fielding from the Los Angeles County Fire Department said aircraft were vital to contain the fires.
Anytime there's a dip in the wind and they can go up, they do, because what they really do for us is they can specifically pause an area of the fire and allow our ground resources to get in there and put the fire out. And so working in a coordinated attack is really the best way to get at these fires.
Aid is continuing to flow into Gaza 5 days after a ceasefire with Israel came into effect. The UN says more than 650 trucks delivered supplies on Thursday. The next release of Israeli hostages is planned for Saturday. Hamas is due to give their names a day in advance, with at least four expected to be freed. The first three hostages were freed when the ceasefire started, while Israel released 90 jailed Palestinians. The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says next week's 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp must be used to counteract countless attempts to rewrite history. Mr. Scholz said each new generation must be reminded of Germany's responsibility for the Holocaust. Germany's seen a rise in anti-Semitic incidents. BBC News.